I hope Grease appreciates what I'm about to do for it. I never expected this to be the result when Aphrodite here and I went public to save our beloved country. No one loves Grease more than I, Athena. Our people had gotten themselves into quite a mess. The economy was in shambles. I'm sure you know all about it, having it seen on your television and your computers. I was working on designing some common sense economic reforms and ways of stimulating the economy, but then Aphrodite had to say, "Hey, let's hold a raffle." Actually, it wasn't such a bad idea. You sell chances for a wonderful prize at $100 a ticket. If it's the right price, then you have literally millions of people buying a ticket. Even multiple tickets. Then the money goes to pay off Grease's debt, to social programs, and encouraging new business and investment. Of course, the million drachma question was, what to raffle off? I thought I could offer my tutoring or consulting work to a government scientist or someone else for a fixed period of time. I have thousands of years of experience, and as the goddess of wisdom, I am the best person for that job. But of course, Aphrodite had to turn it sexual. She said she would offer to sleep with whoever won. And Hera also thought that was a good idea. It would be her way of getting revenge against Zeus for his many affairs. So they outvoted me 2-1 on it. We would have been fine if that had been the end of it. But then Aphrodite had to start going on and on how she was the most desirable being in existence. And then she even had the nerve to take her golden apple out and claim that as proof. She only won that by cheating. So Hera called her on it too. Said that she was just as desirable as her. She claimed she has the MILF thing going for her, which is true, I guess. I should have just let the two of them fight over it. But I had to open my mouth, how smart and nerdy girls were in, too. So this was really the time when a goddess such as myself could really be appreciated. That's when we really started fighting over it. And somehow, it ended with us agreeing that the winner of the raffle would be able to choose which of us three goddesses they slept with. We went public with our offer, and after we convinced the world we were legitimately who we said we were, the tickets started being sold like crazy. Apparently, lots of people want to have sex with a goddess. People were buying multiple tickets, like I thought they would. Richer people were buying thousands. We've raised enough money to save Grease, and then some. The time for the drawing came then. And you are the winner. And you chose me as your prize. I was flattered and surprised, despite my argument with Hera and Aphrodite. I honestly didn't expect to lose to the goddess of love. It's kind of her thing. Oh, Zeus, was she pissed. I think she was even more surprised than me. It was good to see her taken down a notch, finally. Now, I have to go through with what I foolishly promised in a moment of vanity. I am the Virgin Goddess. That's every bit my thing, as Aphrodite being the slutty goddess is. My people loved me for it, for being a virgin and pure. But I guess being a virgin isn't valued as much in the modern world. Or maybe it still is. Maybe that's the entire reason you chose me. I'd like to think it was because of my beauty, athleticism, and intelligence. And if you have any intelligence of your own, you let me keep thinking that. After all, I am very beautiful. Maybe not more beautiful than Aphrodite or the other goddesses, but definitely beautiful in my unique way. And I'm far more athletic than her or Hera. Hera seems to see herself above exercise and sports, while Aphrodite is a little too specialized in her athletic events, and her body reflects that. And I definitely have them both bad in brains. Despite letting myself get shut into this raffle. But back to my body. I suppose I should let you see mine. Given you did win the right. So many men tried to spy on me. And it did not go well for them. They were turned into animals for their impudence. Or far worse happened to them. I can pull these ropes down to my waist, letting you see my breast. They're at least as nice as anything on any of my statues. They haven't been used to nurse babies, like those of Hera, or sucked on by hundreds of different men like Aphrodite's. Even after thousands of years, they're still as pure and untouched as the rest of my body. Untouched, that is, until now. You've won the right to touch my breasts. And quite a bit more. But let's start with you caressing them. Even though I didn't really plan on all of this, it was my desire to remain a virgin for eternity. I'm not going to cheat you out of the full goddess experience. It's possible I might get some enjoyment out of this myself. Now come, don't be shy. You spend a great deal of money on this privilege. Indeed, the entire world did, but it was your ticket that was drawn. Now, let all other men be envious of you. And your hands as this close over my breast. It's not too bad. Normally, it's silk or steel that I feel against them, not a man's hand. But there is both silk and steel in your touch. Your hands are strong, but also gentle. I suspect I am not your first woman. But I know I am your first goddess. Even inexperienced as I am, I know that making love to me will surpass even the most talented human female. None of them could possibly match the perfection of this body. It is literally divine. But your hands feel more than mortal. Perhaps you are descended, however remotely, from a god. The way they caress my breasts, the way your fingers trace around my nipples and play with them. You are making them so hard. And you're turning my brain soft. I'm the goddess of wisdom, but right now I can barely think. Would you like to suckle on them? On my nipples? Please. Please, after what your fingers did to them, I want to feel your lips upon them as well. Ah, yes. Your lips. And your tongue. They're making me feel such things in my breasts and elsewhere. You're nowhere near it, but I can feel a fire building between my legs. Let me take off these robes the rest of the way. And I can show you. Here, give me your hand. No, don't stop sucking my nipple. Oh, please don't. But just let me take your hand and show you what you're doing to me. But touch it gently. I don't think I could take more than the barest touch right now. Oh, sis. Oh. To finally have someone else touch me there. I never let a man get close to me before. Oh, but you're going to get so much closer. I guess it's okay if I move your hands up and down my wet opening just a little. Oh, your touch is making me so warm and wet. Am I supposed to be this wet? It seems like so much. Oh, wait, I didn't tell you to stop sucking on my breast. Oh, where are you going? Why are you here? Oh, I guess it's okay if you want to do that. Oh, your mouth is even better there. On my breasts. Let me lean back against the wall here. Move my legs further apart. And bury my fingers in your hair. Tell me if I'm hurting you. I'm not used to gentle contact with a man. Now you spin me around and bend me over. Oh, my hands braced against the wall. Such liberties you take with a goddess. But I'm willing to overlook it. I am your prize after all. And your tongue. Such things to me while I'm exposed like this.
girls into me, going where no one has gone before. Will you take me, mortal, from behind, with my body so vulnerable to you like this? I find myself suddenly less interested in holding on to my virginity. Let Artemis alone be the virgin goddess now. I'm still the goddess of wisdom. Even if your mouth threatens to turn me into the goddess of sluts. Even if that is Aphrodite's domain. I guess she'll have to fight me for it now. That's it, mortal. Stand behind me now. I may not have Aphrodite's ridiculous curves or ample bottom, but I'm the one you chose. So there must be something about my body that appeals to you. And you won the raffle. So this body is yours to deal with as you please. You have already done so much to arouse me. Even if I was not looking forward to this. But I am an Olympian. It seems to be in our nature to be lustful. Even if I fought that my entire life. And now, I am prepared to surrender to you fully. Please, mortal, do it now. Don't make a goddess back. Let me have my pride and your cock. I can have both, can't I? You can have my body and my virginity. I can feel your speak pressed against me. Now drive it home. You've done it, Marta. You've defiled the virgin goddess. But I don't mind it all that much. It is for good of my beloved Greece. And maybe for my own good as well. Because I find myself liking the feel of your cock moving in and out of me. Even more so than your tongue. Doesn't hurt at all. Takes more than that to hurt a goddess. But it takes so little effort to make me feel pleasure. Please, grab onto my hips. Grab onto them as hard as you can. Bury your hands into my flesh. Just as my hands dig into the stone wall. I want my flesh to yield for you. In every way, want my body I want my body to be your plaything. Just this once. I want your hands tied on my skin. And your cock driving into me. Harder. Harder from behind. I can't believe I resisted this for thousands of years. Didn't want a man inside of me, mating with me, making love with me. I was aloof because that was what my people wanted, what they needed. No, they don't need those things. They needed a goddess who would revel of her body. I became that for them. And were I to be entirely honest, I wanted an excuse to lose my virginity after all this time. If only Aphrodite could see me now. How my body moves so lustfully with yours. How my divine skin glistens with sweat. Flushes. How my entire body surges forward. With every thrust of your cock into me. I think the goddess of love would envy me right now. Especially for how much I am about to come. Oh, please. Oh, please. Please, my amazing little mortal, give me my first orgasm in a long, long life. I want to feel your cock quiver in me. Fill me with your sweet ambrosia. You paid for me. You won me. Now make me yours. Make me come. You know, being a virgin so long was really a waste. Artemis can have a virgin thing to herself now. Although, I would perhaps give her a nice long talk about what she's missing. I am the goddess of wisdom. Even if I wasn't very smart about my love life. So, do you think we just made a hero in me? Or perhaps even a god or goddess? Don't look so shocked. Any mating implies a chance of pregnancy. But as gods are remarkably fertile,
My father, Zeus, gave birth to 2 children himself, including me. Trust me. Even one of your modern pills or condoms couldn't stop it from happening if it was meant to be. I think I want a family for our child. Not like my parents. My father ate my mother. I trust you won't try that with me. I was hoping for something a little less dysfunctional. You'll have to hang around Olympus for a while. Just until our child is grown. But we may have to have sex on a regular basis. I hope you're okay with all that. I think you may have gotten more than you bargained for when you won the raffle. You're going to be stuck with a lusty goddess for years and years. I feel like I'm the winner here.